Today's Amar for Chazara is Yavama's Chavava Mebeiz. We're holding on the top line of Chavava Mebeiz, Amar Rava. So it says the Gemara, Amar Rava Baravuna Amar Rav. He said the halacha in the name of Rav, that Shalosh Achaya is Yavama Ishanaf Lufnei Shnei Achin Yavamin. You have three sisters, Machla, Noah, and Hagla, that fall to two Yavamin, they fall to Reuven and Shimon. So Zechul Tzachas, Vezechul Tzachas. So first Reuven will do Chalitza to Machla, Shimon will do Chalitza to Noah. And then when it comes to Hagla, so then Hagla, the third one, who the Gemara calls the Emtsais, Rashi says it means the third sister, so she requires Chalitza from both Reuven and Shimon. So Amar Le Rabba, so Rabba said to him, I get it, I understand the reasoning behind this halacha. From the fact that you say that Hagla requires Chalitza from both brothers, from both Yavamin, it must be, it's because you hold Yesh Zika, it's because you hold of the concept of Zika, and you hold of the concept of Chalitza Psula, since Hagla is the Chalitza to Hagla is a Chalitza Psula, both to Reuven and to Shimon, because there's no option of doing Iba, so it's a weaker Zika, and it's a weaker chalitza because Hagla is achis chalutzasai both to Reuven and to Shimon. So Mamela, the halacha by a chalitza psula is that both of the Yavamen, all the Yavamen need to do chalitza. So that's why you say that both Reuven and Shimon have to do chalitza to Hagla. But my question is like this: if that's true that you hold of all these yisaidis, so then yihachi, if so, kamei sanami. Even when it comes to Machla and when it comes to Noah, the first sisters as well, each one of them is achis zikukasai. So they also have a din of chalitza splay misyavemes. They also have that weaker zika, and the chalitza should be considered a chalitza psula. And mamela, you should need both yivamin to do chalitza to all three sisters. So says the Gemara, idenafu bevasachas achanami. You're right, in a chanami. If each sister was achi zikukasai, so then you'd be 100% right. But like tzricha denafu bezu achazu. But talking about the case where they fell one after another. Nafla chada and chalitza ruven. First machla fell and ruven did chalitza to her. Nafla ida. Then Noah fell and Chalitza Shimon, and Shimon did Chalitza to her. And then Nafla Idach, then Hagla fell and Chalitza Hai Mafkazikasai, Chalitza Hai Mafkazikasai. And that's when each one does Chalitza to get rid of his own personal Zika. Now I asked the Gemara a different kasha on this whole idea, on this whole halacha from Rav, is that Vahama Rav Ein Zika. We know that Rav Shita is Ein Zika, so how could he be saying this halacha which is predicated on Yesh Zika? Just as the Gemara, L'divrei Aimer Yesh Zika Kamar. In a Chanami, he holds Ein Zika, but he said this halacha, that this is the halacha if you would hold Yesh Zika. Now Shmuel Amar, Shmuel is Chelek and Rav, and Shmuel says that Echad Chaylitz Akulan, that Reuven will do Chalitza to all the sisters. Now ask the Gemara Michti, wait a second. Shminanle the Shmuel Damer Chalitza Malyabinan. We know that Shmuel also agrees to the Yisoid of Chalitza Psula. He holds that you need to have a real Chalitza. Damer Shmuel said, Chalitza Achayais, in the case where Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah, and they each have also a different wife. Reuven is married to Rachel and to Mrs. Reuven. Shimon is married to Leah and also to Mrs. Shimon. And the halacha is, if Reuven and Shimon die, they fall to Levi. So if Levi does chalitza to the sisters, if he does chalitza to Rachel and Leah, being that each one is achizik ukasai, it's a chalitza psula. And leiniftaru tzarais, Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon do not go out scot free because you need a chalitza ma'alia. So hecha de kaima chalitza de Shimon chalitza ksheira. So that in our case, where Shimon's there, Shimon could do chalitza to Noah, Shimon could do chalitza to Hagla, and chalitza Reuven chalitza psula, and Shmuel allows Reuven to go and do a chalitza psula, how is that okay? But you need a chalitza ma'alia. So says the Gemara two terutzim. Terutz number one, my echad chalitza kula nami dekamer emtsais. When Shmuel said that one of them does chalitza to all of them, he meant he's talking about the third sister. And on the third sister, you don't need, Rav said both Reuven and Shimon, you have to do chalitza on the third sister, on Hagla. Shmuel is arguing, and Shmuel says that no, only one of them needs to do chalitza. Even though Shmuel agrees to the aside of chalitza psula, but being that in this case, it's a chalitza psula from each one of them, Reuven and Shimon, neither of them have a chalitza ksheira to do to Hagla, so then you only need one chalitza. That's Shmuel's yisayid. Now ask the Gemara of Hakulan Kamar. How could you say that Shmuel was talking about just the third sister? He said one of them is chalitz kulan. So says the Gemara, yeah, kevin de ruba gabe kari le kulan. Since it comes out that one of the Yevamim ended up doing chalitza to most of the sisters, to two out of the three sisters, so that's why it's called Echad Chalitza Kulan. Yibai Seima, a totally different teretz, that Shmuel, and he meant like it sounds like he says, that one of the brothers, just Ruvain, will be chalitza to all three sisters. Ah, but Shmuel says you need a chalitza ma'aliyah. Ki kamar Shmuel, chalitza ma'aliyah b'inan hanimila l'miftar tzarasa. That's only to get rid of the tzara. Of a miftar, a nafsha, a patra. But the pater, the Yevama, from the rest of the Yevamim, so that works even with a chalitza psula, and that's why there's no stira.